Welcome to Going Rogue, the podcast for clear-eyed rebels and utopia preppers. I'm here, as always, with the rogue journalist, Caitlin Johnston. I'm Caitlin's worst half, Tim Foley. How's it going, Caitlin?
G'day, Tim. Feeling a lot more comfortable today.
With the microphone?
Yes, and the fact that we're not sharing any earbuds. This is working a whole lot better. I listened back and you couldn't hear those little sounds. You know how...
That you were worried about, yeah.
Yeah, how noisy they were.
Yeah, we sounded great.
I think we sounded really good. I'm really happy with the microphone. I take it back. I'm sorry, microphone, if I hurt your feelings. You're very good. So,
you wrote an article titled, "We've Got to Do Something About Syria." No, you don't. Please don't.
Yes. Well done. That's a beautiful rendition. That's how I received
it. It was a bit of a complicated title, but it works.
No, you story. Don't. Please don't.
Yeah, no.
No, thank you. Yeah, well, this impulse to help. And, you know, you can't blame people. They're being fed all the time these horrible photos of little kids, you know, covered in dust and blood and, you know, or they... The chemical weapons attack. It's just horrible. You know, most people are not used to seeing corpses, let alone corpses of little kids. It's horrendous. And so the mass media machine is pushing very, very hard this idea.
Alarmingly aggressively.
Very aggressively. And in fact, if you speak up about it on social media, then you're likely to get reported, banned, hide the post.
Get
spam.
Mother Jones reporters calling for you to be censored.
Yeah, thanks, Shane. Yeah. So, yeah, it's there's like a hugely aggressive posture towards this must happen. We are going in there. And anyone who says no to that must hate the children. Because, you know, apparently you have to kill the children to save the children.
Yeah. So why do you hate children? Yeah. Specifically, Caitlin.
You think that's funny, but I've actually been asked shit like that. That's how weird it is. So, yeah, I started out with a quote, an Alan Watts quote. I love Alan Watts. "Kindly let me help you or you will drown," said the monkey, putting the fish safely up a tree.
That's exactly it, isn't it? That's a great quote. Yeah, and that would be a fair description of the rank and file people who just are pushing for... saving the children,
yeah,
you know, because of the false narrative they've been mainlining from MSM.
Right.
That is not an accurate description of
the actual people behind this.
Right.
Not at all.
No,
it's not an
innocent thing, and they don't think they're helping. They're not under the illusion that they're helping.
They know exactly what they've been doing because they've been funding this from the very beginning.
Yeah, and that's basically the entire gist of your article, isn't it? It's that
right.
The notion that the people who started all this violence and who sustained all this violence... and whose motivations for doing so have not disappeared or changed in the slightest.
No.
Are somehow the ones best equipped to solve the violence.
Right, yeah. And so I made the comparison of actually trying to put out the house fire with the gasoline that you started it with, you know.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. It's so... Because we know, and I've linked to this amazing article called "The Day Before Daraa." It's in the American Herald Tribune. And a former Qatari prime minister, or Qatari, is it? I don't know how
Qatari.
To say it. I think if you're really clever and very posh, you say it a little bit different. But then today I managed to say hyperbole about three times in my interview with Jamal. Yeah. So I'm not sure, like, you know, pronunciation is not really my thing anyway. So I'll just go with Qatari. Like, the Qatari prime minister, the former one, actually, you know, admitted on television that the US and its allies were actively involved in shipping weapons to the violent extremist groups in Syria at the very beginning of the war in 2011.
Right, yeah. So you hear a lot of times that what they try to do is they try to spin it as... So it started out as peaceful protests, and the West was just like, hey, yeah, good, go freedom. And then there was... Then Bashar al-Assad turned into this blood-sucking vampire all of a sudden who gets off on gassing children
for
no reason.
Yeah, he just turned like Jekyll and Hyde.
this guy who, as you note, had been up for knighthood in 2002 with Tony Blair.
Oh, everyone loved him. He was like, you know, the it was the blossoming of the Middle East. You know, he was everyone's dream daddy there for
a while. Right, yeah, but for that exact reason, the blossoming of the Middle East. That's they suddenly decided that he's this vampire.
Yeah.
And yeah, so the idea is there was these peaceful protests and everyone was like, yay, go Middle East. And then Assad started just killing people willy-nilly. And then there were these freedom fighters fighting him. It was Assad versus the freedom fighters for years. And then some bad actors got involved. A few bad apples started spoiling the batch. And now you got maybe a few terrorists in Syria. Yeah. But Bashar al-Assad is still killing children willy-nilly because he loves it. That's what they say. That's what they think. That's what these idiots think.
I know. Well, I mean, they're being told it relentlessly, though. You go to a Guardian article or anything like that, the way they spin it is incredible.
They're coming out with like an article a day now, it seems like.
Right, yes. And they can just take a fact. Like, I'm going to bring up my friend Shane Bauer. So he tweeted out something about how some terrorists had, you know, had bombed some civilians, and he was like, oh, I really wish they wouldn't do that, you know, because it's bad optics. Like, how are they going to, you know, how are the civilians going to support them when, you know, when they actually keep bombing them? Maybe because they're fucking terrorists. Maybe that's what's happening. Maybe they're not the, you know, the...
Maybe
the
terrorists do the things that terrorists do.
Yeah.
Like, maybe use chemical weapons.
Right.
Idiot.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. What, I mean, what a naive, gullible piece of shit he is. I call him a piece of shit, like, deliberately, because he is actually, you know, continuing this push towards, like, the destruction of Syria.
Yeah, anytime it's getting closer to getting stabilized, and the closer it gets, the conflict gets to being fully resolved.
The more these idiots come out saying, save the children, no, no, no. Oh, you fucking fuckknuckle.
Yeah, and the idea...
I'm not feeling very professional today, Tim. Have you noticed?
That's all right. Pressure's off.
It's been a long day. I've done a lot of talking. Yeah. So it's pretty clear. There are fuckknuckles and there are good people. And that's what the world is.
Right, and the fuckknuckles believe... They cannot imagine any possible scenario where anyone other than Bashar al-Assad could have used chemical weapons.
They never even think about it.
In a region that is crawling with known terrorist factions.
Yeah.
Terrorists. Terrorists.
Yeah, and I wonder what terrorists do for, you know, a laugh.
Terrorists subsidized by the West.
Right.
Admittedly, they're admitting this. Like, just that alone, the fact that we know the West, and including the United States... Like, this wasn't just one of those things that the U.S. outsourced to its allies, as they often do. They were directly, U.S. was directly funding, in some ways, these terrorist outlets, and they're admitting it, and we're still supposed to believe them about things.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
And people do,
even though you'll read a Guardian article, and they basically tell what's going on, it's just the spin of it. I find that incredible.
Yeah, well, they still talk about rebels. They never say terrorists.
Right,
they never mention the fact that they're Al Nusra or whatever.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just... that was pretty much it, wasn't it? I put in the General Wesley Clark video because I think it's always important to remember that this has been in the works for a long time.
Yeah.
The seven countries in 5 years. This is a video where it's very famous. General Wesley Clark sits down and he tells this story about days after the 9/11 attacks, who he's going at this interaction he has with a staffer, and how the plan is unfolding that they're going to take down seven countries in 5 years.
If the video clip begins 10 days after 9/11, and I know that because. Whenever Caitlin's making these articles, the YouTube video clip comes up. That's what Caitlin composing sounds, she uses a lot of the same clips over and over again, rightly so, to just keep pounding home the same point. So there's a few videos that come up a lot that about 10 days after 9/11, that's one of the top ones. Yeah, but that's so important to point out. At least since 2001, arguably much longer, Syria has been a target for regime change.
Yeah. So it's a key country, and that's Assad. Bashar al-Assad understood that, and that's why he actually was like, oh, hang on, we can do something here.
Right, yeah, his 5C's plan. Yeah, that's a good point. That's everyone knew that. Everyone knew it was a key strategic location, including Assad, and that was why he was like, hey, yeah, I can become the next superpower here.
Right.
We can really build Syria up and make it a big thing. And America was like, yeah, but those guys over there, they could become the next superpower, and they could become the next big thing. We're going to have to put a stop to that.
Yeah.
Because that's neoconservative ideology 101, isn't it? Just make sure that America retains supremacy. That's like PNAC.
Right,
their stated agenda. It's not even like a mystery.
And I got to use a Ben Swan video too.
Ah, yes. How great is that?
Yeah, so
good.
How
great is that to be able to use Ben Swan videos again?
Yeah, it's a relief. So yeah, there's a really good one there. You know, and they're not long. They're like usually 5 minutes.
You totally called that too. You totally called how significant he was going to be. He's right on cue. He's out there with the Syria videos. He's just a great resource.
He's such a great resource. And I'm just sad that we had to go for a year without him. I really want to know what happened in that year, though.
He still hasn't said anything.
I know, he's teasing us about that. Right, see, yeah, the script goes, and this is what you'll see over and over and over again on social media. We've got to do something about Syria. And then you say, nah, you don't actually, you don't have to. And then they say, what? You're saying we should just do nothing? And then I think we should all be just saying, yeah, actually, yes.
Yeah.
Do nothing. That'd be great. Definitely do nothing.
Yes. It's like Edward Scissorhands is in the hospital nursery and he's going, okay, so what, you're just saying I shouldn't be helping these babies? No, please don't. Don't, Edward Scissorhands. You do nothing. You sit there and look pretty, please.
Yeah, that's right. I love your intentions. That's great. I can see you're a beautiful-hearted soul, but just fucking stop.
Don't
it.
Don't touch the babies.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. And what else?
There was one of your Medium articles, like a year ago, you wrote about Syria, and someone made a beautiful comment about the whole do nothing. Well, we can't just do nothing. And he compared it to...
Yes!
He compared it to if you had a friend who kept deciding that all his various friends needed surgery.
Yeah.
Just arbitrarily. Like, ah, yeah, Joe, he needs an operation. I need to give him surgery. And Joe's like, no, what? No, I'm fine, dude. Don't operate on me. He's like, no, you definitely need... And just kept... arbitrarily performing these pointless surgeries on on people's organs and stuff, and always consistently the surgery is a lot worse than whatever your friend had decided that his illness was.
Right.
But he still keeps doing it. Like,
yeah.
Despite the overwhelming, just the facts over and over again, he keeps making people a lot worse and killing them.
Yes. So then at that point you say, no, fucking sit down. You are not permitted to do surgery on your friends anymore, Mr. US of A.
Yeah, it's like you keep saying, just the best way to guarantee you'll always be on the right side of history is to do the exact opposite of what the neocons want. And the neocons really want this.
You know, I'd like to follow them around in their houses and find out what they do, because I'm pretty sure everything they do is completely wrong.
Just if it eat Campbell's soup, no more Campbell's soup.
Yeah, just don't do that.
What shampoo are you using? Good, that's right off of my shelf. Yeah. Absolutely not. Into the garbage.
Yeah.
Because they're so consistently wrong about everything. Always. It's so weird that people don't say that.
They're so
Yeah, aren't you
life.
The guy who's always wrong about everything?
Yeah.
Yes, that's me. Is it time for my MSNBC slot? Jesus Christ.
And they are increasingly taking over those slots as well. Yeah. I mean, the argument could be made that some of those idiots go in for balance or whatever, but they're becoming the mainstream voice.
But that's what balance is to CNN and MSNBC. They get a liberal interventionist on, an Adam Schiff,
right?
And then they bring in a Bill Kristol for balance, even though they're the same fucking person.
Yes.
Just one has an R next to his name and one has a D next to his name.
Yeah, well, you couldn't have anyone who was actually, you know, different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all the illusion of difference.
Yeah, so it's kind of, for fuck's sake, just stay out of Syria. We're the ones who caused the problem. Let the country heal itself. There's no way that a war machine with an extensive history of killing civilians, an extensive history of lies, propaganda, and false flags to manufacture consent for immoral acts of military interventionism, there's no way that that's going to help, especially since they're the ones who started it. Stay the fuck away.
Yeah.
That's very simple. You said at the end of your article something like, anyone from any NATO country saying we need to do something in Syria should get the same response as a known child molester saying, hey, let me babysit your kids. No. No. Stay away.
You do not need to do something in Syria.
No.
You need to get out the fuck out and stay out.
Caitlin is an entirely reader and listener-supported journalist, so if you want to help her out and support her daily podcasts and articles, the best way to do that is via Patreon and PayPal. Links in the description. Or you can buy her book, Woke, A Field Guide for Utopia Preppers, which is really excellent. Follow Caitlin on Steemit, Medium, or on her mailing list at caitlinjohnston.com. You'll get a notification whenever she writes an article. You have been listening to Going Rogue.
Shine on.